say if you were going to move bricks or something heavy like that, with what you could use to move them with?
Wheelbarrow.
Okay, any other name for that? Did you ever hear Georgia buggy? And something that people drive nowadays, you call a
car?
Any other name?
Automobile.
And if something was squeaking, to lubricate it, you'd say you had to
oil it.
Or put that hard stuff on it and say
grease.
Huh?
Grease. Oh, lubricate.
Yeah. Why would you say that though? You had to. You're talking about the grease. You say you had to.
You mean if I were to. Oh, what? Say again.
If you're going to put the grease on it, you'd say you were going to.
Use the word grease, you mean?
Uh huh. You're going to.
I would grease it.
Okay.
Okay.
And you say yesterday he.
Greased.
And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say you're
greasy.
Okay. You'd say greasy, huh?
Yeah. Did I say greasy or greasy? Is that which, or is this what you're trying to pick up? Just
yeah.
Different.
Greasy or greasy.
I think greasy is what I would say. Greasy. Greasy. I'm greasy. Both.
The more you start saying that, the more confused.
Greasy. Greasy. Probably greasy more than greasy, but I'm said greasy, I'm sure.
And inside the tire of the car, you have the inner
tube.
And if you had a door hinge that was squeaking, you'd put a few drops of
oil.
And what do people used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Oil.
Okay. What were you gonna say something?
I usually when I say oil, I say oil. I don't say oil. I don't know why I said that twice. Oil. Oil. You know, like motor oil.
Uh-huh.
Like kerosene oil. Oil.
What, did you ever see anyone make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
I have one with a wick.
Or something that's homemade though.
No.
Did you ever hear something called a flambeau?
Yes.
What is that now?
Well, I associate it with something fishermen use. It's something that they pour kerosene on, and it lights up.
They call that?
Flambeau.
Uh-huh. Is it a, what does it look like?
I'm not sure. I think it's inside something like, sort of like a lamp or a fixture of some sort. I've heard my daddy use the term a lot, flambeau.
I never heard it
from
that meaning.
It has, must have a, as far as I can remember, must have a large wick, not just a small one.
Is it something that they would buy or something that they'd make?
Both, I think.
That's interesting.
No. Well, I could be wrong, too.
As Mr. Hathcock.
Aunt Verona might know if you get to see her or Miss Rogers too.
Say someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time. Say they were going
to. I would say they were going to put the boat in the water, but I think they used the term launch it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What different kinds of boats do people have around here?
Launch. That's a larger boat, usually with bunks and things like that. A skiff, which is a smaller boat that they pull behind the launch or that they go in.
Is the skiff pointed or flat?
Yes, it's pointed at one end and it's squared at the other end. That's where the net table is at the end. The pointed is the head of the boat, the bow. Mm-hmm.
The net table?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
It's, you know, when it comes to a point like this. And then it comes back like this. There's a square back here that they put boards on and they call it, and they put the net on. They call it a net table.
Also, it is actually a table.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Mm-hmm.